Good morning. Welcome. This is the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast on February 7, 2025. I'm Ian DeEubank. On the news today, CJ Miller and Sabrina Halverson, including stories on support for lower farmland property taxes by the Indiana Lieutenant Governor. And there is a push not only for a new farm bill, but a strengthened farm bill. The Hat Podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online, ffbt.com, to learn more. Also today, Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin has a decent day in Indiana weather before precipitation comes in over the weekend. And the ag markets yesterday higher, led by wheat. Analysis with Carl Setzer coming up on the Hat Friday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Keystone Cooperative's equipment auction continues this February on Purple Wave. Bid on a 2015 John Deere R4038 applicator, fertilizer delivery trucks, and more farm-ready machinery. With no reserve online auctions, top quality equipment from Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan is just a click away. Visit purplewave.com today, your trusted farm auction solution. Purple Wave, where smart farmers find the perfect fit.
Lieutenant Governor Micah Beckwith shows his support for a bill to lower farmland property taxes and pushing your lawmakers in Congress for a stronger farm bill. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. Well, lowering the property tax burden on Indiana's farmland owners is the ultimate goal of House Bill 1192 that's been written by State Representative Kendall Culp. His bill would change the calculation that your county assessor uses to determine the assessed value of farmland, with the goal of lowering farmland property taxes.
I like what Representative Culp has brought in his bill. I think it is absolutely overdue that we help farmers.
And that's Lieutenant Governor Micah Beckwith, who also serves as the Secretary of the Indiana State Department of Agriculture.
Farm Bureau put out a report that in the last year, farmers have seen property taxes increase 26.2% just year over year. And that's insane. You can't continue to have a profitable business or farm with seeing high taxes like that.
How does Beckwith respond to those who say that lowering farmland property taxes could mean a drop in funding for schools and other local programs?
I get the fact that you can't just stop property taxes right away because the small communities rely on those property taxes. And so we're not trying to pull the rug out from under anyone, but we will destroy small farms, family-owned farms, if we don't get this property tax under control quickly. And that's what I think Kendall Culp was trying to do. And I've certainly been a very loud proponent of fixing the property tax issue for farmers.
He adds that Governor Mike Braun's directive to cut about 5% of the budget for each of the state's agencies will go a long way in helping provide that property tax relief.
If we can trim government from a state perspective, you don't need as much of a taxpayer funds to prop up this bloated government. Maybe then we can transfer those savings to farmers by cutting back on things like property taxes. So I think this is a 30,000 foot conversation, but it all starts with getting the tax burden off of the taxpayer as much as we possibly can. But if we're going to do that, we got to be effective and efficient with what we are called the steward here in government.
You can hear my full conversation with Lieutenant Governor Micah Beckwith and read more about Representative Culp's bill at HoosierAgToday.com and the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app. Well, several ag leaders testified before the House Ag Committee Wednesday, urging your lawmakers in D.C. to strengthen the next farm bill. Sabrina Halverson has more.
Agricultural leaders Zippy Duval, who is president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, and Rob LaRue, who is president of the National Farmers Union, urged lawmakers to modernize the farm bill and strengthen risk management programs amid economic struggles faced by farmers and ranchers. Duval emphasized the economic landscape has shifted dramatically since the 2018 farm bill.
We are hearing that maybe 20% or more of our farmers are going to have difficulties getting operating loans, and we're in a time where that should have already been done, and they should be, have the seed in the barn ready to start planting. And it's really hitting them at a hard time.
LaRue echoed Duvall's concerns and called for expanded risk management options and additional support for beginning farmers, proposing creative solutions to help new farmers navigate financial challenges.
These are really just the kind of stories, whether it's the more established folks who are eating through their equity and putting their operations at risk, or new and beginning farmers who don't have yet that deep well of experience and equity that they can burn right now. So those needs for risk management tools, including crop insurance, are absolutely essential.
Both leaders urge lawmakers to prioritize policies that will protect farmers from economic uncertainty and support the next generation of agricultural producers. I'm Sabrina Halverson.
And I'm CJ Miller. Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we do more than lend. We lift up our rural communities that we serve, too. From our day-to-day business of supporting farmers to our community investment efforts and scholarships for students, we help local rural communities find their next level. Visit fcma.com/community to learn more about our commitment to communities. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Calling all organic grain farmers. Make plans to attend the Indiana Organic Grain Farmer Meeting February 19th at the Beck Ag Center in West Lafayette. Hear from keynote speaker Dave Campbell of Lily Lake Organic Farm and connect with experts on insect ecology, organic markets, and biological amendments. Register online by searching Indiana Organic Grain Farmer Meeting or call Ashley Adair 765-496-6362. This message brought to you by Purdue Extension and the Indiana Organic Network.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. We're finishing the week with a pretty decent day here for your Friday. Good sunshine. It's a little bit cooler as north winds are dominating, but the sunshine helps mitigate some of that cool overall. We are going to be seeing clouds increase a little bit ahead of our next weather system overnight tonight into tomorrow. Rain starts to push into southern Indiana probably near daybreak tomorrow and then spreads across the rest of the state more so in the afternoon, evening, and overnight. I'm penciling in anywhere from a tenth to three quarters of an inch of moisture with coverage 90% of the Hoosier State. I think by the time we get to sunrise on Sunday morning, this is done and we should be seeing a partly sunny sky for Sunday. It is going to be cool again with Canadian high pressure sitting on top of us, and that's the start of a cool down that lasts most of next week. We see significantly colder air in here, below normal temperatures pretty much all week. However, we see a very active precipitation pattern developing in areas to our south. I'm looking mostly at areas centered in the Tennessee Valley, so Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, Kentucky, but with this very active pattern down to the south, I do think we have to keep an eye out for moisture trying to get flung north into Indiana, and definitely cloud cover coming through. So Tuesday afternoon into Wednesday, Wednesday into Thursday. That's the period that I think that we can have to watch for a little bit of light moisture here and there. It's not going to be a big deal, but with us being in the cold sector, anything that does come through could be wet snow. We'll zero in on this moisture a little bit more as we get into early next week, talking about totals here, there, everywhere. But there is some potential for some big rains down south of the Ohio River for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. That's what's giving me pause about some moisture up here. If the big moisture is south, this fringe moisture may be something that can actually work into Indiana. In any case, the cold air is here right on through Friday. We see large-scale temperature moderation for overnight Friday night through Saturday, and that brings rain and thunderstorm activity into Indiana. I think Saturday and Sunday both are going to be quite wet. And once we get done with that, seeing anywhere from a half to maybe 1.5 or 2 inches behind it, we have a flash freeze again. Bitter cold Arctic air comes racing right down in for the week of President's Day. Gear up. It's going to be a wild ride. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Mixed markets give way to a higher move all the way around. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Thursday Farm Market Review. Corn and beans a little late to the plus party, but they finally ended higher. We'll have the numbers coming up. First analysis, and I checked in at the end of the session with Carl Setzer, Consus Ag Consulting. Back and forth once again in the corn and soybean markets, starting lower before moving higher, getting a pull from Chicago wheat, which was higher, but then strengthened towards the end of the session. Carl, we obviously saw some varying influences on the markets during the trading session?
Yeah, we saw a lot of big moves in the market today. Actually, both sides of unchanged tested wheat. Yes, the very well-defined leader was wheat. A variety of small fundamental factors supported wheat. Black Sea weather becoming a little bit suspect. We got some heat moving in over there. Ukraine saying they may cut back on acres because of inputs. I mean, you name it, all the way down to the Australian crop. Some floods being reported in Australia. Going to cut down on some production there. But really, the big bullish factor in wheat today came from the fund positioning and fund attitude. Funds sitting with a record long position in the corn complex. They've been buyers in the soy complex and moved that position from short to long. But they've still held this a short wheat position. And today we saw some buying in that, a little bit of catch-up buying to maybe get caught up to corn and soybeans. We also start the golden roll tomorrow, so we'll have 5 days of funds rolling out of their spot positions, getting a little bit of a head start on that in that wheat complex today, some short covering and position rolling there from the Goldman as well. Exports also giving both grains some support as we moved into Thursday's session. Wheat coming in at the very top end of trade estimates. Soybean sales a little disappointing, but we did see a marketing year high sale on meal. And even though meal trade lowered today, that was enough to give the soy complex some support and erase much of our early losses we had.
Not seeing much in the way of flash sales, nothing again on Thursday?
No flash sales were seen. We did see a big one in Wednesday's session. Mexico was in about 330,000 metric tons of corn. Didn't really impact the market that much because that was for 2025-26. So new crop bushels, not giving that complex much support. We have seen big export sales on a whole on corn, though, because we're seeing a lot of these smaller purchases. They're not reportable. We have some feed grain purchases. And they kind of surprise us when we get the weekly amount. The thing is that we haven't seen on flash sales here lately on soybeans, and then our total soybean sales drop off. Not as negative as what we might think, for the simple fact, seasonally, we do see our soybean demand trail off as we start that South American harvest.
South America was going to ask for an update on weather there and just what kind of a role day-to-day it might be playing on the U.S. markets.
Yeah, we did see a big update to the weather overnight. Argentina picking up widespread rains in the central region of the country, anywhere from 2 to 4 inches. While that was very good for that area, the rain didn't miss out on much of Argentina. Argentine conditions continue to backslide. We are seeing more cuts to production, but they're, again, not to where we had them last year or a typical La Nina year. But the thing is, our ratings in Argentina have now dropped below last year, and there's thoughts that the market will react accordingly. When it comes to South American weather, obviously more interest in Brazil. The soybean harvest in Brazil, 8% versus the normal 16%, so just half the rate. But again, safrinha planting is where we go quickly. 5% of the safrinha crop has been planted compared to the normal 20% at this time. We are now at the point where about 50% of that safrinha crop is going to be planted past the optimum time frame. Opens up that crop to frost damage as well as drought concerns when the dry season hits in Brazil. Those are several weeks off, and trade has started to scale back production, but we're not going to see more until we get concrete data showing that yield losses have taken place.
That is Carl Setzer with his commentary. Carl at Consus Ag Consulting. The number there, 989-506-1587. On the Hat Thursday Market Review, up in corn by a couple of cents. March 4th. 4.95 and a quarter, 2 cents higher. 5.07 and a half for May, up 2 3/4. July up 3 1/4, 5.10 3/4. 3.5 cents up on March and May soybeans, 10.60 and a half March. May goes to 10.75 3/4. And March wheat up 15.5 cents and ending at 5.87 3/4. The meats mixed. April live cattle extremely weak, 196.77, down $4.52. And up 20 cents on April lean hogs, 91.75. I'm Andy Eubank with the Thursday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.